That's right, it's Christmas time, and there's no better time of year to do fun things with your family. Hi, my name is Nayla Giaconda, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about some fun things that you can do with your family this holiday season. Our first activity is a classic, build a snowman. Yeah, this might seem like some classic thing that everybody does, but in reality, it's actually a really fun time for you and your family to get together and bond. Besides, if it wasn't such a fun idea, they wouldn't have made a song about it. Frosty the Snowman. Who doesn't want to build a snowman every once in a while? Idea number two, catch a parade. This one is a great one for the young kids because this gives them a chance to go see Santa Claus and all of his reindeer, as well as any of the other characters the parade has to offer. Most likely, your hometown will have one close to Christmas. If not, your local city definitely should. Just don't forget to bring the hot chocolate and the snacks to stay warm. This next idea is for the parents that don't like to be a typical parent. Have a beach day. I know, sounds weird, right? But think about it. You can't go on vacation. Just pretend that you're at a beach. Put on some beach clothes, some shades, and some sunny music, and have a beach party. If you want to be extra festive, you can always get a beach cake. Activity number four is a little bit more cold. Go sledding. Sledding has been a winter activity for a very long time. Make a party out of it. Bring friends and family. Just don't forget to bundle up and stay warm. Idea number five is a great bonding moment. Have a movie marathon. But not just any movie marathon. Have a nostalgia movie marathon. Rent or play your favorite movies from your childhood. If you don't feel like your child would be interested in the movies that you watched, another option is to have each member of the family select a movie to watch. Watch them all night long, and pass the popcorn. Idea number six, admire holiday decorations and lights. Some people go all out during the holidays to make sure their house and lawn looks the best on the block. Make it a mission with your family to drive around and find the one that you think looks best. Number seven, build a fort. If there's enough snow, go outside and build a fort with the kids. Not only is this a fun idea, but many things can come out of it. You never know, it could even turn into a classic snowball fight. If there's not much snow, or the weather is way too cold to even be bearable, you can always do an old-fashioned pillow fort. Make it with pillows and blankets for a more warm and cozy feel. Idea number eight, go skating. This idea is a great learning experience if the kids are still young. If you have young kids, take them to your local ice rink and teach them how to skate. If your family is more advanced in skating, you can even do things like race each other and play hockey. Just don't forget to bundle up. Number nine, build winter pancakes. This is an amazing weekend idea, or even a great way to start off your morning with fun activities. Number nine, build winter pancakes. This is an amazing weekend idea, or even a great way to start off your morning of fun activities. Have the kids help you make the batter or cook the pancakes, and make the shapes as best as you can. Clean up afterwards. It's all part of the fun. Number 10, set up a winter campfire. Set up a winter campfire in your backyard and complete it with s'mores and stories of your choosing. The kids will have a blast, and you'll get a kick out of it too. Number 11, teach your kids about their family tree. If you have family that lives close by or gets together during the holidays, this one is a great one. Have grandparents and relatives tell stories from when they were younger. You might hear some you don't even know. Number 13, make winter wreaths. The wintertime is a great time to explore your family's creative side. There are plenty of DIY wreaths on the internet. Look one up and make them together. You can make one or many. It's a great decoration to hang on your front door or above a fireplace. Number 14, set up a scavenger hunt. Whether it's outside or inside, this fun idea will leave a wonderful experience for the kids. Leave clues for the kids to follow and find the treasure. Maybe the treasure will be an activity I've listed before. Or you can even have the kids set up their own scavenger hunt for you. Too cold to go anywhere? That's perfectly fine. Find your old pile of board games and pull them out. Play classics like Sorry, Clue, and Candyland. Or if your family is a little bit older, play Monopoly. It's a great way to kill time, but in a fun way. 17. Go skiing. Take your family on a fun little ski trip in your hometown, or somewhere not too far away. If the little ones are too little for skiing, go snow tubing. It's always a great alternative. Number 18, bake cookies. Get some friends and family together to have a cookie decorating competition. Bake the cookies earlier and get all the things you need to decorate them to the max. If you want to go above and beyond, you could always make little certificates or prizes for the young ones. Number 19. Host a hot chocolate tasting party. Get a bunch of different hot chocolate flavors and brands, and get people to come over and taste them. It's a great idea to get together with old friends or family you haven't seen in a while. It tastes good, too. Number 20. Make paper snowflakes. It may be too cold to go outside and look at the snowflakes individually, so why not make your own? Grab some paper and scissors and cut away. If you want to get even more festive and make it different colors, try construction paper or food coloring. Now that I've listed the top 20 things to do with your family this winter, let me list off a few things that your child should have on their Christmas bucket list. Have a coloring contest. Make your own hot chocolate. Serve at a homeless shelter or food kitchen. Make chili. Go caroling. Shovel a neighbor's driveway. Make snow angels. Make ornaments. Make a stained glass window. Go tree shopping. Decorate your house. Send Christmas gift cards to soldiers overseas. Have a snowball fight. Go snowboarding. Make snow cones. Make frozen bubbles. Make pictures in the snow with food dye. Learn how to say Merry Christmas in 5 different languages. Make popcorn strands for the tree. Make yummy, buttery mashed potatoes. Do a Secret Santa. Decorate your Christmas gifts. Do a reenactment of a Christmas carol. Make up your own holiday jingles. Have a holiday poetry slam. Give out candy canes to the kids in the hospital. Catch snowflakes on your tongue. Put together puzzles. Make a Christmas countdown. Play pin the tail on Rudolph. Do DIY snow globes. Make your New Year's resolution list. And write a welcome spring letter. If you're wondering which movies are best to watch around Christmas time, try these. A Christmas Story. Miracle on 34th Street. It's a Wonderful Life. A Charlie Brown Christmas. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Elf. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. A Christmas Carol. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The Santa Claus. Jack Frost. The Year Without a Santa Claus. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Frosty the Snowman. And Home Alone. If you're wondering which songs to sing around Christmas time, try these. Jingle Bells. White Christmas. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Christmas Song. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Jingle Bell Rock. Little Drummer Boy. Blue Christmas. All I Want for Christmas is You. Last Christmas. Santa Baby. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Joy to the World. Frosty the Snowman. O Come All Ye Faithful. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Silver Bells. A Holly Jolly Christmas. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And Deck the Halls. All those songs are great choices. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helped with your winter checklist. My name's Neela Giaconda, and I'll see you next time.